Although I've made teas from many different wild edibles throughout the years, I never got around to making pine needle tea until now. Pine needle tea is a very healthy drink, considering that a cup of pine tea contains 5 times the amount of vitamin C that is found in a lemon. Vitamin C, of course, is an antioxidant and an immune system booster. It also contributes to the health of the cardiovascular system, skin, and eyes. In addition to vitamin C, pine tea also contains loads of vitamin A, which benefits skin and hair regeneration, eyesight, and red blood cell production. Although pine needle tea has many health benefits, there are a couple cautions that I should share with you. First, pregnant women should not drink it. And secondly, although there are literally dozens of different species of pine trees that are good for making tea out of, there are 3 that are considered to be inedible. These 3 poisonous pines are the Norfolk Island pine, ponderosa pine, and yew. Although it is unlikely you will need to worry about these inedible species of pine, it is still important to do the proper research on anything before you ingest it. But now that we've got all of that out of the way, I decided that it was finally time to give pine needle tea a try. A good species of pine to start with is white pine. A white pine looks like your typical evergreen with its needle-like foliage and pine cones, but a white pine tree has long green needles that grow in clusters of 5. Here's what a cluster looks like. Again, notice that there are 5 needles. Here's what the bark of a white pine looks like. When I identified that this was in fact a stand of white pines, I harvested a few handfuls of the needles. After setting a small pot of water on the fire to boil, I pulled the pine needles apart into smaller pieces and added them to my mug. I also recommend bruising the needles between your hands or between 2 rocks. This will help to release the juices. When the water came to a boil, I added it to the needles in my mug. I set a lid on the mug and allowed the tea to steep for a few minutes. The reason why I didn't boil the needles in the water is because I didn't want to destroy the vitamin C that the needles contained. However, boiling doesn't affect vitamin A. After the tea had steeped for 5 minutes, I strained out the needles in a glass mug. I like using a clear mug when drinking wild teas because it allows me to view the color. You may notice that the pine tea is almost completely clear. It is hard to see on camera, but the tea only had a very slight green tint to it. Otherwise, it could be easily mistaken for plain water. This is normal for pine tea. For one reason or another, the green color of the needles doesn't leach very well into the water, but the flavor will still be there. It is time for a taste test. White pine needle tea is definitely one of the mildest teas that I've tasted. It does have a slight pine taste, but it wasn't as strong as I thought it would be. I also wondered if the tea would taste bitter, but I was surprised that it didn't. When winter came, I decided to make another batch of white pine tea. I decided to use less water and more needles to see if there would be much of a difference in the color and flavor. This time, I heated the water with the pine needles. However, I removed my mug from the fire once the water came to a boil. The tea was obviously a little murkier in color. When I tasted the tea, the only difference in flavor that I could detect was a slight bitterness that wasn't there before. Otherwise, it was still quite mild. So here's what I think of white pine tea overall. It's a healthy drink to boost the immune system and to fight off colds, but I don't really like how it tastes. Now don't get me wrong, it doesn't taste bad, but it doesn't really taste all that good either. But don't take my word for it, white pine needle tea is still definitely worth a try.